under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion. Join in with the broadcast as we face the issues. We're talking about a subject today that is pretty scattered, and yet it is focused. We're talking about a Christian view of the news, a Christian view of the news. In a different fashion, I have said this time and time and time again, week in and week out on Let's Face the Issues, that all of the events that we see taking place in the world, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about these events? From Genesis through the book of the Revelation, God tells us past, present, and future, what He has done, what He is doing, and what He shall do. I think one of the major stumbling blocks that we have, even as Christians and conservatives and patriots in America today, is failing to understand that God is sovereign, God's still on the throne, and that God has spoken it, and it shall take place just as He said. It's a fascinating thing to watch the news in the past couple of days in particular. We've seen some events coming about in relationship to Israel and the focal point of Israel and what is taking place. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to see what Donald Trump has said about taking over Gaza, the Gaza Strip, rebuilding it, stabilizing it for all of the Middle East. So as we see these things coming about, what does the Word of God say? Is that possible? Will that happen? Should America become involved in that event? What about what is taking place with the USAID? The USAID, where President Trump has summarily shut the doors. Thousands of workers that have been laid off as a result of it. And yet, creeping in the back door, the CIA has offered to hire all of those that have been laid off from the USAID. Someone said that the USAID was simply the little puppet that was used to cover what the CIA was doing around the globe and undermining other leaderships and making winners and losers out of other national leaders. I don't know all of the facts in that, but it's a high probability. What are your thoughts in relationship to what the president is doing and the rapid speed, warp speed, in 3 weeks with what he's accomplished? Ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though things are happening at a lightning speed today. But just think, President Trump has been in office just 3 weeks, and it seems as though the whole world has changed. Not that it has, but there's a fresh new hope in America. There's a fresh new hope in Israel. There's a fresh new hope of in other nations in relationship to the American strong stand and the position that we take in our great nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we'll talk about today. Love to hear from you. Right after the brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. By the way, someone said listening to the news and watching what has happened since Trump's gone in office is like drinking water out of a fire hose. And that's probably a pretty correct statement in relationship to it. But I'm thankful to see that he's doing what he said he would do. Now, listen, that doesn't mean he's 100% right in all that he does. That doesn't mean that he's walking on water. That doesn't mean that he's perfect or infallible in any fashion. But, ladies and gentlemen, he said he was going to clean up Washington, and he's doing it. In fact, I'll touch on this a little further in the broadcast, but through the DOGE, Doge, and Elon Musk, and what they are doing, did you realize the numbers are about $1 billion a day since Trump went into office that they have been able to save in American taxpayer money? $1 billion a day? And yet we have others that are crying the blues that Trump is taking over, that he's trying to be a dictator, that he's going to destroy America, etc., etc. We'll talk about that during the course of the broadcast. I'd love to hear from you. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." What does that mean? It means it does not alter, does not change, does not modulate, does not go out of date. God is what is called, theologically speaking, immutable, that is unchangeable, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I don't know about you, but I am thankful for that. I've said several times down through the last years that if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't want to get up of a morning. But when it comes down to truth, the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now, we can just open our eyes and watch Chuck Schumer. We can watch Maxine Waters. We can watch a number of others that simply appear to have lost their minds because Trump is leading out in such a strong, successful fashion, because they're refusing to accept and embrace truth. Truth matters. Whether it's out of the Democratic side or the socialist, Marxist, communist news side, or with Trump and others as conservatives, we need to recognize the need for truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. This is what DeMint said in part. "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." The article reads further, "Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." That is, notice now, he said, "the arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." That's what's taking place with the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. That's what's taking place with the Socialist Marxist media, where what they present, the multitudes of people believe it's true and real and will blindly accept it. You can roll your dial and watch all the news you want to, look at it, analyze it, but you must understand it's coming through the heart, the mind, the brain, and the mouth of someone that's sifting and telling you what we need to understand, what we need to believe. Go back and just simply look at what is happening. Make the decision of what is taking place. And that is the reason we have such a difficulty today. Headline I'm looking at says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." May I say 55%, according to this article, of the millennials today say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Chuck Schumer's doing that. Nancy Pelosi is doing that. Maxine Waters is doing that. And all of the others. AOC, of all people, just screamed all kinds of statements against Elon Musk, the wealthiest man on the face of the globe, and yet with what he's doing in saving America, $1 billion a day in tax expenditures, and what she says in relationship to him, that he's simply a dictator and he ought to be removed, blah, 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 could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to truth. What is the real truth of what is happening? What is the real truth of what President Trump is doing? What is the real truth about Israel and the Gaza Strip and what should take place? What's the real truth about USAID and what Trump has done in shutting it down? What's the real truth, ladies and gentlemen, and finding, according to the statistical data from the Department of DOGE that Elon Musk is heading up, 93%, listen, of the federal buildings, office buildings, are 92 and 93% vacant. This is the reason. They just this past week canceled the leases on many of those taxpayer federal buildings that are being leased in D.C. because they're not being used. Canceled the leases on them to save the money. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is U.S. flag Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment. We'll open our telephone lines and start receiving our telephone calls today. But Trump's been in office 3 weeks. May I say, the American people have a new hope, a new sense of promise, a new sense of protection. And for Israel, we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the hand of God moving over the land of Israel. A pause in Israeli-Hamas war. Some of the hostages are coming home. Israel has new hope and new potential of peace under the leadership of Donald Trump. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu said that he was the greatest president that had ever helped or been involved with Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, don't want to make it look as though I'm saying that Trump walks on water. He doesn't. He's a human being. But God has developed in him a tenacity and a spine that can carry out the task that he believes needs to be done, and I'm in favor of that. But ladies and gentlemen, the screams and the hues and the cries coming out of Washington, you would think President Trump had just simply become a tyrant and a Hitler, as they accused him of being, and somehow, some way, is wanting to take everybody's liberty, everybody's wallet, close every door, etc. If you'd hear, I don't know if you watched it or not, it's almost embarrassing to watch Chuck Schumer and a whole crowd around him of the loose lax lost liberals that I believe lost their ever-loving minds as they are pretending to dance, and at the same time, different ones coming to the microphone, shouting all kinds of explicative for Donald Trump and talking about what he's doing. He's got to be removed, and that Elon Musk has got to be removed, etc., etc., etc. I am embarrassed to call them representatives or senators representing America. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
I hope you're feeling better. I'm feeling well, should I say it like that? I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Doing well. I can't listen, Kenneth. Every morning that I wake up, I feel good. I am thankful for life. I'm thankful to be able to wake up and to get up and to realize that God's given another day, that we have the privilege of being a blessing to others. We have a privilege of serving Him. And I'm just thankful for every heartbeat, every breath, every opportunity to do that. So if it sounds like I wake up feeling good, it's because I do. And I'm thankful to be able to join this broadcast each and every day and share the good news that Jesus Christ is still Lord. Go ahead.
Yes, and I thank God for you. But I want to say something. Like you said, don't walk on water, but I tell you what, in the last 3 weeks, He has done more for America than Biden, Barack Hussein Obama did in their terms in office. And people are blinded. They need to take the blinders off. This
Absolutely.
Man is moving America forward.
Kenneth, one of the things I like is he's moving at lightning speed. And by the way, I'll touch on this. It's a little different avenue of what we're talking about today. But I like what he had said. He said that he's already made arrangements, and I don't know who he's made arrangements with or talked with or what kind of document he's filed. But he said if Iran or any of its acolytes kill him, that he's or someone close to him, Iran, will be totally obliterated. Hey, that's a good, pretty good insurance policy. that if you harm
yes,
me,
sir.
If you harm me, I've already left authorization to wipe you off the face of the map. And I believe that's exactly a good strategy for him to take. But Kenneth, one of the things we need to recognize is that God's still on the throne, God's still operating, and it's behind the man that we see, Donald J. Trump, that we see, should see, recognize the hand of God moving with the restoration of hope in America, with the restoration of peace around the world, with the restoration through God's man at God's time in the position that he's in. By the way, one question before I let you go. We'll talk about this further in the broadcast. What do you think about President Trump's statement about America taking the Gaza Strip and totally rebuilding it?
I think that's a good idea in a way, because it's never been anything called Palestinians. They were kicked
right.
out of their countries, and when they came, I think Mark Twain said, that's an ugly place. Look at Israel now. Look at it. And that's their land. It's not the Palestinians. They came as vagabonds.
Well, the land was given according to the scripture in Genesis chapter 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, in that entire area. The land was given, the title deed was given to Israel, to the Jewish people, and not to anybody called the Gazans or the Hamas or the Palestinians. In fact, when Israel went into the land, May 14, 1948, all of those that were the vagabonds then left. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. But now that it's flourishing with three, four seasons a year and the crops that they're producing, all of a sudden all of a sudden, those vagabonds want to call it theirs and want to displace Israel. But I've got news for you. In fact, I'm going to share on the broadcast today several scriptures that point out God gave them the land. It's theirs forever and forever and forever, with no recourse, with no taking it away. In fact, when we see what Trump is saying about Judea and Samaria, being able to reassimilate that and take that back under the domination of Israel, I rejoice in seeing what Trump is doing and making Israel whole again and going back to the biblical roots of what God intended for Israel. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, and that's the underlying bottom line of what we're saying even today, is that as Christian conservatives, patriots, we need to rejoice. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Look here, can he run for another term?
You know, there's a move in the House with two or three making some resolutions and wanting to pass legislation. I don't know that he could, simply based on the Constitution. There had to be a constitutional change to make that happen. But I'm thankful that he has been a comeback as it would be called in baseball or football, the comeback kid or something. I think we've seen him come back, which no other president's done since, I believe, right in the 1800s, that somebody came back after skipping a term, going back in to be reelected. And that shows the heartbeat of the people, that shows the hand of God, and that shows the hope that we have in relationship to the future because of what God is doing. But Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I read an article this morning in American Thinker called Doge Walks Amongst Us, and excellent article. They brought up AOC in there, and when I read that portion, the first thought that came to my mind, this is the same woman that was amazed at seeds growing in soil and garbage disposals. Mm-hmm. And then I read some more about how they're actually doing this, and if they would follow this open concept principle there where everything was transparent, that a lot of these things would go away. And it brings up another critical point as well, that in regards to the state of Maine, and I won't go into detail about it, it's extremely complex, but they've done a lot of online open databases, and the public has been scrutinizing it and has proved beyond doubt that people that are not eligible to vote are voting in Maine, which is skewing the results. So therefore you get a senator like Susan Collins, who's nothing more than Republican in name only. She's mm-hmm. just a Democrat, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there. And then, as far as Gaza goes, I also read where I think his name is Whitnock, who is a real estate developer, a commercial real estate developer, and he said it would be a major undertaking to refurbish Gaza. And then there's other things too. That come in mind, if you do all of this work and the same people are still there, you're going to have the same subset of people that are being radicalized since childhood. And it reminds me of Golda Meir, who said, once the Arabs love their children more than they hate the Israelis, we'll have peace. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge stumbling block in the way right now, because I've seen elementary school children holding up toy guns and saying the mantra, you know, from the river to the sea. So they're raising them from a very early age to be indoctrinated in this philosophy. So with the Gazans still being radicalized, any future for Gaza, in my opinion, is not peace for Israel, even though I pray for Israel's peace.
Absolutely. Psalms 122 verse 6 says that we're to do so. But let me run this by you, Jim. Yes, here's sir. Donald Trump. He is a mega real estate tycoon, well known for being able to take property and turning it into gold. Can you imagine looking at the Gaza Strip, what it's about 25 miles frontage on the Mediterranean? Can you imagine him looking at that and saying that could be the Riviera of Israel? And he also touched on, and didn't go into depth of it, but evidently he and Netanyahu had discussed it behind the scenes before they walked out to speak to the public. But he touched on the fact that it could be a major, major development on a global basis, with other nations coming in and developing subsections and sections of it to bring it all together as what you would call the spotlight of all of the Middle East, and not have the same subset, as you called it, of the people coming back in. Because right now he's negotiating pretty heavy-handedly with Jordan and with Egypt for them to take the about 1.75 million displaced Gazians. I'm not going to call them Palestinians. There's no such thing as an ethnic group of Palestinians. It was called Palestine by the Romans when they had control of what is now Israel, and that was a dispersing term when he called them Palestinians or Palestine. And they're simply Arabs, and the Arabs that did not want the land, the Arabs that had been put there, and now places like Jordan and Egypt are saying they don't want them. But I believe I can speak with pretty good authority, knowing what we see and they're already nibbling around the edges. You watch what I'm telling you. Jordan and Egypt will assimilate those 1.75 million, some are calling them 2 million, the so-called Palestinians. There's no place to live. They still have about 30 miles, they say, of underground tunnels and caves and so forth that still got to be destroyed. They've got to level the whole place. If they started it this very moment, just with housing for those out of Gaza, they'd be looking at 12 to 24 months minimum to house just a pittance of that number. So that's totally out of the question. Those people have got to go someplace or continue to live in tents as displaced people. So I believe that Trump is going to put a very strong arm on Egypt and on Jordan to bring about the housing of those until something can be done. But one of the things, jumping back to another thought to get your take on it, I'm looking at a headline, Trump's flooding the zone has the so-called resistance running in circles. And a new term, I'm reading from an article, and a new term and a new Donald Trump, a host of executive orders, unconventional nominees, sweeping agency reforms have the Washington, D.C. establishment in panic. I'll read just one brief paragraph of this. Though headlines and analysts repeatedly claim that anti-Trump resistance is in disarray and the Democrats are struggling to form a coherent message against the administration, many of the cogs in the resistance machine continue to turn as though it were the first president, first Trump administration. The only difference is this. Trump is having none of it and driving through his agenda at such a pace that the opposition can't get its footing. Bureaucrats who slow walked or otherwise obstructed the implementation of the White House's orders on their way out, the media's emotional appeals on immigration, parading desperate migrants denied entry into the U.S., carry no weight with the Trump administration. Cries of respect for institutional norms go unheard, and protesters with multicolored hair and left with the screams in the wind, and it goes on and on. So here's my question, Jim, where we see what is happening with Chuck Schumer and the other group that is disdaining everything that Trump does. What is happening in Washington? Have they lost their minds? What's wrong with Trump saving $1 billion a day in the period of time that he's been in office? What say you? What are the dynamics we're watching?
Well, one thing that I was told by my father long ago in regards to the national deficit there, $1 is in relation to $1 million what $1 billion is in relation to $1 trillion. So it's a substantial savings, and I would say that there's nothing wrong with that. My second thing is, as far as these congressional and senatorial protesters go, Napoleon said it best, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Let them continue to tout their line and let the general public see the advantages and the, you know, the results of his work in his term, and actions always speak louder than words in the end is my kind of mantra.
Absolutely, and I'm so thankful that we're witnessing hope for America. And I think, Jim, you've heard me say time and time again, I think that Christians ought to be rejoicing and praising the Lord every day for the new ray of hope, for the new opportunity, for the new privilege. Right now, for example, if you just look down a checklist of what Trump has done, we have the CRT out of the schools. We have the LGBTQ agenda that's been wiped out from the standpoint of it being federalized. We have the butchering of young body parts, the body parts from young boys and young girls that's called the transgenderism that's been put with one fell swoop, one signed executive order with President Trump that it ceased. And I could go on and on and on. We have a lot to be thankful for today and what Trump has done in 3 weeks that other presidents have not gotten done in a four-year term. When you compare that with Joe Biden and what Trump is doing, it's like the difference between day and night. So, Jim, I'm with you. I am thankful, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do each and every day at the hand of God operating through the heart and the mind of President Trump. So, Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL.